Okay, so we've just reached Chinbrook Park, at, near Grove Park, and I'm here with Sally Stanton, who has come on Inspiral for the first time. So I'm going to ask her how she found out about it and how she's found the experience of being on the walk.
Okay, I joined the Walking Artist Network and I've been getting various emails. Yeah, this is one of them, and I thought, oh, actually, I could actually do that. I'd be on my way from Cambridgeshire to Wimbledon on that day, so I could make a little detour. And it's and the walk is in an area that's kind of where I used to live up until the age of 11. So there's a bit of a connection there as well. So yeah, so it's.
So that's probably the sort of impetus for you to make the leap to try and inspire a walk, let's say. So how long have you been a member of the Walking Artist Network, and why are you a member of that network?
Okay, probably about 3 or 4 months. And it's because walking was appearing in my practice more and more. And I had decided, I finished an art degree 4 years ago, decided perhaps I'd do a master's, and realised that I'd really quite like to explore walking a bit more. So I started looking around to see what was already happening, and then discovered the Walking Artist Network, which was quite a revelation, because there was this kind of massive long list of artists who were using walking in their practice, and then all these events that were happening. So I joined Blake Morris at a distance for some sunrise walks recently. And I went to the Walking New Movements conference in Plymouth.
So yes.
Were you there?
Yes. I was just going to mention the New Movements walking and how that was like a gathering of all the type of people who. This is Pennington Way. This is an old. I think it might be a mental health hospital. And I think we walk around the back. There's a way around the back. Yeah, and we have to walk. It's a weird old way to get through. I can't remember. We did. This is quite complicated here. And it's. Is there any? Yeah, and just say something about the experience of being on the walk.
It was a bit of kind of intrepidation, because I thought, well, I don't know anybody, and I hope that when I get to West Penge, I can actually find the group. And it's been really friendly, relaxed. Had some amazing conversations, and I've loved the way that the route goes through such different areas, and then you come across something that's really completely surprising. And I made this kind of observation that when I'm sort of deep in conversation with people, I'm tending to kind of look down and then suddenly think, oh, actually there's a whole kind of vista going on around me. So there's a kind of change of attention that's been quite interesting.
This is something that happens often. People go ahead and they don't know where they go. We need to go down here.